There were two pieces. One is called Unravel, and that's the Bjork piece. And it was arranged for string quartet and voice. And I think Evan did a fantastic job using the piece that Bjork wrote, but when he arranged it for string quartet, it's still the same piece, but it sounds completely different in a lot of ways. And it allows me as a singer to not stick to the way Bjork would sing it, but to put my own spin on it. And then he's got this, basically a cadenza that happens in the end, that where I just get to soar up in, above the staff. So it was a lot of fun to put together. And then he also did Am I in Your Light, John Adams. And similarly, that piece, they're both just so fun to sing. They fit me really well. And the TikToks of that one are, they just stick in my brain. At every time I think about that piece, all I hear is tick, tick, tick. And it's about the passage of time and being with a person that you love. And am I in your light? Am I here? Are you shining your light on me? It's so they're both really beautiful and both about love and loss.
Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'm going to be featuring New Music Detroit on the program today. I opened up with a performance of an arrangement by Evan Zaporin of the Bjork song Unravel, performed live featuring soprano Jocelyn Zelansko. And we heard Jocelyn talking about this arrangement, also the arrangement of the piece John Adams, Am I in Your Light, which we'll hear in just a moment. I was so fortunate to be able to meet with Justin Snyder, who is the pianist and creative director of New Music Detroit, as well as Eric Ronmark, the saxophonist and co-founder of New Music Detroit, and Jocelyn Zelansko on a recent trip. So I'm going to talk to all three of them today on the program, and Una O'Riordan, who is the cellist for New Music Detroit as well. So I'll be featuring performances by New Music Detroit and, of course, conversation with those four members of this wonderful ensemble. So like I said, I opened up the program with Bjork's Unravel, an arrangement by Evan Zaporin, sung by Jocelyn Zelansko. Let's hear now Jocelyn sing Zaporin's arrangement of John Adams's piece, Am I in Your Light?
Warns us beautifully of death. I came back to Detroit in 2005, started working for the Detroit Symphony and started walking around the city and attending different concerts and recitals. And a lot of the musicians that I saw were playing were members of the DSO, and we were trying to figure out sort of what the new music groups in Detroit were, and if there were any ensembles we could join. I remember going to a concert of Ian Ding's that he did at the DIA, and we started talking and sort of quickly realized that there wasn't really a group like some of the ones that we had played with in college and performed with elsewhere. And so we started talking about this idea of creating a new music collective here in Detroit, sort of a place where we could perform, but where we could also invite other artists to join us. Very much sort of inspired by Bang on a Can in many ways. This idea around, well, it was just very difficult to do it all yourself. We found we wanted to you put on a concert, and all of a sudden you had to think about piano rentals and venue locations and marketing and PR and all the things where when you really all you wanted to do was practice and prepare for the concert itself. So we had this idea of like, well, if we were to get a group of people together, that we could do a lot of that work and just sort of say, if you wanted to play, come and join us. So that was sort of the impetus of starting the group. So there were six of us in the beginning, all connected with the DSO in one way or another. And we discussed different names for this, some eclectic and some not. And at the end of the day, we figured we were going to do some new music in Detroit. And that's how the name came out.
That's like, you know, the definitive name too. Like, you know, we are New Music Detroit.
I kind of like it that way. You know, I mean, you have, it's very clear what it is. And I think now, you know, we started these conversations back in, I don't know, 2006-ish. And right away we were all young or younger. So we thought it would be kind of cool to do the first concert, to just have this marathon concert. There was a place called the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit that were willing to give us the space for free. And we reached out to everyone that we knew, and we had no money. And we just said, could you come and join us and play on this for free? And we got some composers. I mean, we paid out of our own pockets. We paid for plane tickets for the people that flew in. We had Project Trio and Nico Muley and Alex Dubois and, you know, some other composers that came in and just essentially said, we'll do it for free if you can find a way to get us here. And they crashed at our places, and we put together a 12-hour concert, and it was amazing. And then we were born that way.
That was New Music Detroit co-founder Eric Ronmark talking about how the group got its start. It was so fun for me to go to Detroit in February, although it was very cold. I've spent 4 very cold nights in Detroit in February to meet with the musicians from New Music Detroit, because Access Contemporary Music is going to work with them on our project Songs About Buildings and Moods, in which we commission music inspired by architecture and then film a performance of the piece in the space. And that program is now airing on PBS stations around the country, and we're going to feature a Relevant Tones podcast about that project very soon, so you'll hear more about it soon. But we're planning to film in Detroit in June, and I wanted to go and see some of the buildings we were going to feature, of course, meet people from New Music Detroit. I got to see the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, which Eric Ronmark is now the president and CEO of the Detroit Symphony, and he was kind enough to meet me at intermission in the donor room. So it was a really, really fantastic trip. There's so much great music going on in Detroit. I'm really, really excited to feature this great ensemble on Relevant Tones today. Let's hear some more music. This is a piano trio by Noriko Baba called Shio Sai. But first, here's pianist and creative director Justin Snyder and cellist Una O'Riordan to tell us about it.
It takes the listener through a journey from above the water. It starts out with these seagull sounds, and this I put some sticky tack on the strings, on the lowest strings in the piano, and it starts with this, it begins with this rhythmic pulse that almost feels like a dance, sort of, and it continues throughout the entire piece. So you hear it in the background, it's less prominent in the middle section, and then the music takes you underwater. And Una had this great description where, you know, when you're underwater in a pool, the sound of everything when you're underwater, the sound of everything above water that you can hear, it's got this really strange quality to it, a really dense texture. And that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're under a boat, hearing things scraping against the boat, hearing what the water sounds lapping against the boat, hearing what the waves sound, but underwater. It's got that very strange quality to it. And then she has whale sounds throughout. And then there's this scene, like sort of a scene in the middle where you get these creatures that live on the bottom of the ocean fighting for food or something. It's very turbulent in that section. And then you return back above water and end with the seagulls again.
Yeah, that's really cool. Any other comments on that piece, Una, from your perspective?
I think he described it really well. Putting it together was a little intense because of all the, you know, so much detail that she put in. It was like, it was beautifully done. It was very Japanese in my limited experience of Japan, where like every tiny detail, there's so much thought. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of a journey to put it together. And then, you know, even executing it. And then I listened to the recording and I'm like, whoa, this is so, it's so cool. It really sounds like exactly how Justin described it. It's otherworldly. And it doesn't sound like a piano trio, you know, like you look at the instrumentation and you kind of have this expectation, even with contemporary music, but, you know, it's like, it's hard to know if that's an instrument or is that, you know, like is it percussion? I mean, it's really cool. Plus I got to play a ton of seagulls, and it was one of the few times when I'm like, oh, this isn't cheesy seagulls. This is really cool seagulls. You know, it's, sometimes there's a lot of seagulls thrown into the cello part and you're like, really? But no, this was a really cool piece. And it was a blast to play.
Thank you.
We commissioned Annie to write this to kind of commemorate our 10th anniversary. And she seemed like the perfect person because of her sound, really matching our sound at the time and also Detroit and Detroit's history of industry, as well as, you know, our post-industrial vibe now. So, and that was also our first like really big commission that we were, you know, able to kind of afford. And we premiered it in the hall at the DIA, where it was the inspiration is the Diego Rivera murals. And so it was really spectacular because you could sort of, as you listen, you know, look at the murals throughout the piece and see the music kind of reflected. It was also, I think, the 65th anniversary of the 85th anniversary, maybe.
Yeah, the murals.
Yeah. So it was sort of, you know, it was perfect timing.
Any reactions to that piece from you, Eric?
No, I think, you know, a lot of our commissions before, and we still do it now, you know, we want to feature up-and-coming composers, but in the beginning it was very much like, would you like to please write a piece for us, pretty please? And so a lot of the composers that we had in the beginning, you know, we tried to do some composers in residence and sort of say, you know, if you write something for us, we promise we'll play the hell out of it. And so, you know, Virgil Moorfield did a bunch of shows with us. We had Mark Mellis was an early composer in residence with us and became sort of a longstanding relationship and was our first recording that we finally managed to get out, Smoke, which was, it's a great album still, and we still love playing Mark, and we did a lot of his music for many, many years, and it's still getting play. It's nice to see when those pieces sort of take on life on their own and are played by other ensembles elsewhere. So that's always great to see it. But as Una said, the Gosfield piece was another one of those where we really managed to get some funding for it, and it's an amazing work, and playing it at Rivera Court also was one of those highlights for the group, I think.
And they played the hell out of it. Doesn't have yeah. a voice part, but you know.
That was an excerpt of New Music Detroit performing Annie Gosfield's Detroit Industry at the Detroit Institute of Arts in front of the Diego Rivera murals that inspired the piece. If you've been to the museum, you know the murals that I'm talking about. They're the centerpiece of what is an incredible museum, just a wonderful collection. I did not spend nearly enough time in the DIA, and I can't wait to go back in June. I think it would have been an incredible experience, too, to have been in the audience for that performance. Really great. You can check out the whole thing on YouTube if you look up Annie Gosfield, Detroit Industry, New Music Detroit. I've got time to feature a couple of more live performances from New Music Detroit, starting with a piece by Iranian composer Niloufar Noorbakhsh. Here's Una O'Riordan to tell us more about that piece.
Yeah, so she wrote, "I think it takes a lot of courage to stand up against something that everyone has accepted as normal. Personally, as an Iranian woman, I carry a lot of anger with me. The anger comes from the things I've witnessed happen to women in my personal life, to a larger scale, growing up in a country that actively veils women's presence, be it through compulsory hijab or banning solo female singers from pursuing a professional career. For me, it is important to transform this anger into a collective force that is both beautiful and resilient. So Veiled is a tribute to the Iranian women who made such transformations possible." She wrote this a few years back, I think in 2018. So it's a really powerful piece. You really feel that force that of the women in under the oppression. She really writes it into the music really well, and it's a beautiful, very powerful work.
Thank you.
Powerful music by Iranian composer Niloufar Noorbakhsh, and we heard Una O'Riordan performing. The piece is called Veiled. I've got time for one more. I want to feature a piece by Annika Sokolovsky, who we just featured on Relevant Tones not too long ago. So if you like this piece, check out more by her on Relevant Tones, Annika Sokolovsky. The piece is called Beneath the Snow, and here's Jocelyn Solansko to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so yeah. We did Beneath the Snow. Have you heard that piece?
No, I don't know it.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. And I just pulled it up on my iPad. So to read the program note is every moment is permanent. Every person is permanent. They shape us. They define us. We are us. And it's in three movements. It's Beneath, Loves Don't Go, and Counting. And it's all about how you love and you love hard, and they become layers of you and layers of, you know, it's beneath the snow, right? So our lost loves don't go, they become a part of us, and then new loves form sort of on top of that old love.
Thank you.
Music by Annika Sokolowski. The piece is called Beneath the Snow. Great live performance by the members of New Music Detroit. And I want to thank everybody from New Music Detroit for talking to me. I talked with Una O'Riordan, cellist, with Jocelyn Zelansko, soprano, with the pianist and creative director, Justin Snyder, and with co-founder and saxophonist, Eric Ronmark. It was really fantastic for them to take time out to talk to me about all the really great things they're doing. I'm so looking forward to working with them for Songs About Buildings and Moods. We're going to be commissioning music inspired by the Fisher Building in Detroit and by the Cranbrook Institute just outside of Detroit. Super, super excited to get that going. We're going to film those on June 1st and 2nd, hopefully turn them around by the end of the year, and hopefully get them on PBS. So look out for that. And please do check out more New Music Detroit. They're at newmusicdetroit.com. Really wonderful ensemble doing fantastic things. Relevant Tones is a production of Access Contemporary Music, a nonprofit organization with the mission of bringing musical creativity to life every day. Find out more at acmusic.org. For Relevant Tones, I'm Seth Bosted. Thanks so much for listening.